Liam Horan is in the studio. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Catherine and Paul.
Good morning.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
You're like Santa Claus. You're bringing good tidings. There is an event coming up. I'll just describe who you are and what you are for the benefit of our listeners. Liam, you have the Sliannua Careers Services in Ballinrobe and Claremorris.
Yes.
And will you tell us a bit about that and what services you offer?
So Sliannua Careers is a career, we're a career training company. So we do interview training, CV preparation, LinkedIn profile writing, application form writing, mock interviews, career direction, anything to do with careers we're involved in. And as you said, we have an office in Ballinrobe. We also have an office in Claremorris in the last while as well, run by Mary O'Brien Killeen. And we meet people one-on-one, we meet people in group situations. Anytime people need career help, that's where we try to be, and right across the full range, including providing mentoring support when they're in a job as well, if they require that too. We have some people with specialities in that too.
And Liam, it's important. Say somebody's stuck in a 9-to-5 job and they're getting a bit stale and they don't know where to turn to. They want to get out, but they're afraid of the comfort of leaving the security of a job. That's where you come in. They could go to you for advice if they want to do a career change.
Yes, we help people change jobs and change careers. I'm sure you can appreciate the distinction. For some people, it's about moving to a different company within the same sector. For others, it's about a complete 180-degree turn and go off in a different direction. We help at both ends. With person trying to change jobs, it's identifying the experience they have to date. Frequently, people don't see their own experience that clearly. We're better at seeing others, generally. Our careers can be quite muddled to ourselves when we look back in them. So somebody coming in with training and expertise in that area can look at it clearer and identify the key issues or the key things that will recommend you to the next employer. If people are at career crossroads time and looking for a complete career change, we look at their skills, their attributes, their interests. We look at the various things that go to make them up. And we start in that situation with a blank page. And it's important to start there. So because, again, people don't always recognise their skills and have a poor enough capacity to transfer their skills from sector A to sector B. So for argument's sake, somebody might say, oh, should I have worked in building all my life? What do I know? Well, you delve in deeper with that person, you might find they can recruit people, they can manage people, they can schedule work, they can price work, they can ensure quality, they can do customer service. And these are transferable skills. But the requirement is always on the candidate to show those skills to the employer rather than the employer having to act like a clairvoyant to try and find them. You should hide your light on top of a skyscraper, really, I suppose, rather than beneath a bushel kind of thing. So that's what we would help people to do, is to identify their skills, showcase them better, and how they can go about navigating the world of job searching then.
So I'm just going over to Paul there. Paul, what do you think of that? You know, all the skills, like Liam said, somebody on a building site, they think I can only build blocks.
Yeah.
But if they look at, they are managing a very responsible team, customer services, they're dealing with clients. There's a whole lot there. How do you feel about that, Paul? Now, has that been good advice in a nutshell?
Yeah, definitely. But I guess what I would love to know, especially like what I studied in college, I've done journalism and new media, like a highly competitive industry. There's very few jobs, but there's a lot of graduates like myself. How would someone like me stand out, like in a CV, because a lot of us have done a lot of the same sort of work? So how do you stand out?
It's interesting, I studied journalism in college as well. It was old media then, back in the mid 80s, and it was easier back then because there was a beaten path back then of, you came out of college, in my case got a job in the Western People, then moved on to the Irish Independent. So the journey that time was get a job in a local paper, then go to Dublin if you wanted to go to Dublin, as it was known. But the whole scene is so much different now, okay?
Yeah.
So the local papers are finding it a bit more difficult. So the recruitment that took place then, if you were on the go 30 years ago, you'd now be working in the Western People or somewhere like that. What I would recommend, and I do quite a bit of work with people who work in the journalism area, is, and I'm interested to know how you're operating here today, you're doing some digital or some video work here beside me, is to understand that media nowadays is a multimedia affair. For example, I mentioned to you off air, I have a business on the go as well called localstreaming.club. So if you take my skills being communication, I now effectively have a TV station, for the want of a less grandiose term. In my GA club in Ballinrobe, myself and some other colleagues broadcast matches on the club website using an app called Spreaker. So I think you need to understand that the communication skills you have could be deployed in lots of ways. It's all about output nowadays. Can you take this interview here today? Can you break it down into 5 mini interviews? Can you put it out on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Spreaker, on the podcast here? All that kind of thing. To understand that that's the communication is the skill that you have. But once upon a time, tablets of stone were the form of communication. It has changed now. And the second thing I think is a shift in media is that governing bodies are becoming publishers now. The example being Tuam Diocese has its own magazine. The kind of GA Council has its own magazine. I saw something later where the FAI are looking at publishing their own magazine, doing their own TV show. Mayo GA recently announced on our station, localstreaming.club, that they are looking at a Mayo GA station. So we probably need, if you're working in media, to look to other areas to where the work may be and say, okay, what can I bring there? And the versatility of abilities then, social media, editing a video, editing an audio, doing a broadcast, writing a piece of copy, all of that comes together, whereas once it was just writing copy for a paper.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. But I guess what I really would love to know is, especially with CVs, how should one try and stand out? Like, would you advise someone in journalism and media to make a video CV?
Yes. You're trying to prove your communication skills. And if we step next door here to Claremorris Town Hall, you know, the rule of theatre is show me, don't tell me. And I would say the same is true of careers. Show me, don't tell me. So don't tell me you can manage a website and you can create videos. You know, create a website, create a video, but the subject is you. So, you know, let's just do a little bit of a flip here. Communications is like a marketing job of sorts. Well, communications are part of marketing. In your case, Paul, if you're looking to get work now, you need to look at marketing yourself in a way that showcases your skills. And there's things like personal brand websites, feeding your Twitter feed into there, your LinkedIn profile into there. So when somebody comes looking at you in a month's time for a job, they see a communicator jumping out at them.
Yeah.
And the skills are there, the enthusiasm is there, and that's what I would do. I would certainly be looking at an all-in kind of package, for the want of a better word, that says, this is Paul Daly, this is who I am, I can do this, 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 and this. Now, where do you want me?
Exactly.
And would so you go for it. Faint heart near one fair lady, I'd say, when it comes to, because communication is top heavy, as you said, with graduates right now.
Mm.
It's top heavy with people trying to find work. Because of my sort of dual backgrounds in careers and communications, I meet a lot of people in your boat, we'll say, and they're fabulously talented, trying to get going, and that's how they get going generally. And I see them go up the ladder then, and next thing they've landed a good job as a social media manager somewhere, and they're off then, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's great advice.
So I look forward to seeing your website, Paul. I critique it for you if that's a good chance.
Brilliant. It was worth coming in today, Catherine.
And it's the benefit of other young people like you, Paul,
yeah,
that are there and they're saying, well, I've trained to this, and they just stick to the one. Whereas with the media, it's open. There's
yeah.
no end to it. It's universal. And the other thing as well, a lot of the senior journalists are now upskilling, so they're staying in the pack.
Yes.
They're not. And it's like you can be any age. It's a bit like radio. You can be any age once you keep upskilling to keep up with the...
Yes. David Hickey, the former Dublin footballer and the well-known transplant surgeon, was asked yeah. once in a form, date education ceased, and he wrote death. So, and never more true than now. And never more true than for communicators because, you know, communication has changed. Everybody's now a publisher, citizen publisher. But that makes it... the skills of professional communicators all the more apparent in some ways, because with all this noise there now, who's doing the clever things? Who's doing the innovative things? Who's communicating afresh? So I would have been probably pessimistic about the future for communicators 10 years ago. I'm much more optimistic now. And some of that's drawn from my own experience with localstreaming.club, because I see it's possible to do things that would not have been done before. One of my great thrills is standing on a sideline at a Ballinrobe GA match with a microphone, with my iPhone in my hand, Pori Costello, who laid his mother to rest this week, beside me, or Tom Carney, or John Culhane, or Kevin Murphy, one of the people in the club, and somebody from the other club, chatting into our iPhone, knowing that game is being broadcast to Ballinrobe and the other team's followers all over the world. Not 40,000 people, but enough, like Kenneth O'Malley, the former Mayo goalkeeper who's overseas, knowing that can be done. That was unheard of when I started working with the Western People 30 years ago. So the excitement for communicators, the opportunities for communicators are huge, but there's a whole new way of looking at it needed. And you know, but once you see how it is, there's so much opportunity.
You have to think outside the box a bit. Yeah. If you want, if you put me out there, I need to think outside the box. Because it's like Paul, there's another 100 in Paul's locality looking for the same position.
Yeah.
Now I want to move on to the career event that's coming up at the weekend, next weekend in the MacWilliam. Tell us a little bit about that, Liam.
So this is an idea that John Farraher and Kieran Kilkenny from the South Mayo GAA board initially nursed. They were speaking about trying to do something for young people and their families. Their initial motivation was, you know, as a GAA organisation, we, you know, I won't say we draw on people because I believe that's a symbiotic relationship, but we engage with a lot of young people and what issues do they face during their teenage years. So from that mushroomed the idea of a career event or a career fair for sort of third years, TYs, fifth years and leaving certs. Initially it was sort of by the GAA that came up with the idea. It's free of charge next Saturday for everybody. GAA, non-GAA, sports person, non-sports person. Next Saturday the 25th in McWilliam Park Hotel here in Claremorris from 11 to 2. And it will have colleges, other education institutions, training bodies and some private bodies as well. We've already 35 stands and we probably will hit the 40, I think, next Saturday 11 to 2. We have guest speakers as well. Taoiseach Enda Kenny is scheduled to attend at between 12:30 and 1. James Horan, the former Mayo manager, who's quality manager of Ballina Beverages, Coca-Cola. Dervla Kelly, who's a career author. And Maureen Welch, manager of D-Care Dental here in Claremorris, will speak as well. Unfortunately, Niall Heffernan is unavoidably absent. We're hoping to have him there. So basically, if you are 15, 16, 17, 18, or if your son or daughter is 15, 16, 17, 18, this is an event you should come along to. Meet the colleges, see what entry requirements are, listen to good speakers. There's also two workshops with a career psychologist, Isabel Alvarez Saran, two workshops at 11:30 and 12:45. So there'll be a whole lot of talks, workshops, stands, people to meet. There's a giveaway for tickets for Mayo versus Roscommon next Saturday night as well. So lots happening for young people and their families, and it's free of charge for everybody, free for the exhibitors, free for the children or the teenagers as well. So a good day, people should come along.
So thank you very much, Liam, for that and for popping in this morning and telling us all about Shlianu Careers and the services you offer and the career event at the MacWilliam Park next Saturday.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Liam.
You're very welcome, Catherine and Paul. My pleasure. Thank you.